Romans 3:10. Give you a moment to find that. Romans chapter 3 and verse 10. Romans chapter 3 and verse 10. If you have that, we'd ask you to stand and stretch in honor for the reading of God's Word. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 this morning says, as it is written, and notice here it says, there is none righteous, no, not one. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Look down at verse 12, same chapter. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Notice that last statement. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And we're going to pray in a moment. Why don't you switch to number 2 there, Josue. Turn that one on. Changing these around here. I hope. Oh, just turn it on. Maybe that's what it was. All right, let's pray, and then you may be seated. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we're thankful, Lord, for the opportunity to be gathered here today. We're thankful for those that have come. We pray, Lord, that you would bless now, Father God, this time now. Bless the folks that have come. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. And then, verse 12, they are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, not one. And this morning, I want you to realize that the devil doesn't have any variety of any kind whatsoever. It's all the same thing, and it's just a little bit differently sounding, but it's all the same thing. I'll give you an example. I one time talked to a cab driver in the Philippine Islands, and he told me about all the good that he was doing to get to heaven as he was giving my wife and I a cab ride. And that very same day, or perhaps it was the next day, I think it was the same day though, later that day, my wife talked to a college student, a very well-educated college student on the campus of Manila University, that told her about all the good that he was doing to get to heaven. And then I remember also, not too long away from that, talking to somebody at the LAX airport in Los Angeles, California, that told me about all the good that they were doing in order to be able to get to heaven one day. And I remember speaking to a history professor here from the University of Nebraska that told me about all the good deeds and how wonderful of performance he was to be able to do his part in order to be able to get to heaven one day. I remember years before I came here talking to a professor in Marshall, Texas, on the Wiley campus, Wiley College campus in Marshall, Texas, had told me about all the good that he was doing to earn his spot in what he called the pearly gates. The same line over and over and over. The main point to this, I was going to say the bottom line, but the main point to this is that the devil only has one line, folks. It's the same thing. Oh, all those individuals said it a little bit differently when we talked to them, but guess what? It's the same line, and it's a lie of the devil. Work your way to heaven is the bottom line. Anybody in this room today who's trying to work their way to heaven is no different than any of these people that I just mentioned. Shut that number 4 off. Oh, did you? Okay, good. Well, I guess they all stink then. We're going to upgrade this system one of these days. The truth of the matter is that that's the devil's lie. To work your way to heaven, to work your way to heaven. And I can't believe how many folks, I mentioned people all over the country, all over the world even, some different places, and that have that same lie. Live a good life, or get baptized, or being confirmed, or going to confessional, or taking First Communion, some sacrament or something, all those things, but any of them will get you to heaven. They're all a lie. It's all a lie. It's all good works or good deeds of some kind in order to be able to get to heaven. There isn't anybody that can get to heaven by being good enough or by partaking in any of those things. The truth of the matter is, folks, good people don't go to heaven anyway. Only bad people do. Only bad people do. Only bad people are humble enough to admit that they're bad and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Those are the only kind of people that go to heaven. So the truth of the matter is, our title today is God Saves Only Bad People. And that's the truth. He saves only bad people. Only bad people. I think about even this week witnessing to somebody giving the typical I've been a good person answer. Folks, the devil has no new methods. He's been using that lie for a long, long time. Did you know that the rich young ruler who came to Jesus, about 2,000 years ago, I guess, had the same philosophy as all these people I just mentioned? The Pharisee who went to the temple to pray. Remember what he said? God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. In Luke chapter 18, he had the same philosophy. The same philosophy. The same, all the people I just mentioned, he had the same philosophy as them. Even the people who cannot read in some remote part of the world still have the same philosophy. It's about being a good person to get to heaven. That's what it's about. Works for salvation. That's what they say. But the simple truth is that Psalms 14:3 says they are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Huh. I think we saw that a couple times in Romans chapter 3 just a little bit ago, didn't we? No, not one. There aren't any that do good. So it's not a good person that gets to heaven, folks. I say, well, I don't believe that, preacher. Well, take it up with God then, because his word says it. Amen. Take it up with him. It's not doing good that gets you to heaven. So what's that mean? That means paying your bills ain't going to get you to heaven. And I think you ought to pay your bills, by the way. But that's not what gets you to heaven. Getting baptized won't get you to heaven. Taking the Lord's Supper ain't going to get you to heaven. I think getting baptized, as long as it's symbolic, and taking the Lord's Supper, as long as it's symbolic, is just fine. But I didn't get anybody to heaven. Bring anybody to heaven at all. And by the way, the symbol always follows the act. What does a person do? They get married first and then what? Puts on the ring. They don't put the ring on, they get married. What does a person do? They get saved first, then gets baptized. What does a person do? They get saved first, by the way, then they get baptized, and then what they have at the church, they have at the local church, the Lord's Supper. Then they partake in the Lord's Supper. Because it's just symbolic anyway. It's just a symbol of what Christ has done for us. The baptism, symbol of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It doesn't save anybody, but it's symbolic. Just like a wedding ring doesn't make somebody married, it's symbolic. Symbolic. You won't go to heaven because you're good. You won't go to heaven because you're a church member. You won't go to heaven because you've been confirmed. You won't go to heaven because you've lived the best life in the whole world. You won't go to heaven even if you join every church in town. That's not going to get you to heaven. None of those things will. You'll still die. You'll still go to hell because everybody's a needy sinner, and they're going to have to come to the foot of the cross in order to get saved, realizing that you're a needy sinner. Good people don't go to heaven. Only bad people do. Bad people know that they need Christ and they come to him. Those are the ones that will go to heaven one day. Being good doesn't get anybody to heaven. The devil has the same old answer for all his people. He tells them to earn their way to heaven all the time. The devil always tries to make people think that it is by man that the job gets done. It's not by man. He's always trying to get people to think that it's by man doing something that's going to get you saved. Flesh cannot save flesh. and I cannot save myself, and neither can you. The Bible says that no one's deeds of the flesh shall be justified. I'll make a few comments about this morning. Number one, to have salvation, you must be bad. To have salvation, you must be bad. The law proves this. People say, "Oh, you hear them on the radio and whatnot else, television, whatnot." They'll say, "Got to keep the Ten Commandments to go to heaven." That's not found in the Bible anywhere. You don't keep the Ten Commandments to go to heaven. Not against the Ten Commandments, but that's not what gets somebody to heaven. No, there's not anybody going to heaven. The truth of the matter is that was all part of the Old Testament law, folks, and the only thing that the Old Testament law was there for was to show man just how much of a sinner they were. It's like that plumb line to show that you're crooked and not straight. That's what it's there for. Man was a sinner. God wanted to show them how much of a sinner they were. That's why he put the law into effect, to show them how much. There wasn't anybody to keep the law except for who? One, that was the one that fulfilled it, and who was that? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the only one. The only one. The only one, amen. The only one. So, keeping the law ain't going to work. Amen. The law wasn't given to be kept. It was given to be broken. Amen. To show you were crooked. Amen. Nobody but Christ could do it. Nobody but Christ. The Lord says you stole. You said I didn't do anything wrong. Then you took a look at the law and said, "Oh, I see that I am crooked after all." It wasn't given there so you could straighten yourself up. Well, you can't straighten yourself up. You're going to need somebody else to straighten you up, and that's going to have to be Jesus Christ is the only one, amen. God gave the Ten Commandments such that you could say, I've broken the law, I'm guilty, I'm lost, I'm helpless. Jesus said, I died on the cross to fulfill the law for you, so what you need to do is come to me. Come to me, meaning Christ. Come to Christ. Come to Christ. When you come to him and say, look how good I am, you know what he's going to say? I'm sorry, but I won't take anybody like you. Don't take good people. Only bad ones. Only bad ones who are humble enough to come to me for salvation. The Apostle Paul wrote this. This is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of who I am chief. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:15. Paul said he was chief. Folks, he's probably one of the best Christians found in the Bible. But he said he was the chief of the sinners. I guess he was a bad person, wasn't he? Jesus doesn't take good people. He takes only the bad ones, folks. If you come this morning and say, I am a dirty sinner, and I know I am, and I want to do good, but I know that I can't do it of my own account, but I want to trust Jesus to get me to heaven, that's how you can go. Jesus and him alone. Nobody goes to heaven because they're good. They only go to heaven when they realize they're bad and they come to Jesus for salvation. Jesus died to save sinners. There's something else that proves that only bad people can go to heaven. Bible conversions prove this, folks. Think about those in the Bible that got saved. Think about them. How about the thief on the cross? Tell me, what good did he ever do? Say, I don't know of any. You're right, you don't. Neither do I. He didn't have time to do any. He was crucifying him because he was a thief. Well, I'll be. He didn't do any good. He never tithed. He didn't go to church. He obviously didn't live a good life. He probably didn't even use a lot of decent words most of the time. He was so wicked that the government was putting him to death for his sins. But yet, according to the Bible, he died and went where? To heaven, according to Christ, right? Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. He never confessed his sins to a priest, yet he went to heaven. I know a story from years ago about a former gang member that got saved, and I know I've told this here before, but he was an abuser of dope and drugs and whatnot else, a user of guns and knives and what else, all kinds of violence and drinking and so forth. But he got saved. You know what he did? He went to a Catholic church where he used to attend, because that's where he was raised. He went to a confessional booth. Priest came in the confessional booth, and of course, as they do in those things, asked him what sins he wanted to confess. He gave the answer, yours. The priest said, I'm sorry, I don't think I heard that. He said, your sins. He said, I want to confess your sins. What are you talking about? The priest said. He said, first of all, I went to this church all these years. He said, and you never told me how to go to heaven. He said, secondly, you have your own sins I found out to pay for, and you're on your way to hell too. And guess what? He told him about Christ, and guess what happened? The priest got saved, amen, and he left the Catholic Church, amen, as any good Christian should when they get born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Leave that filthy, rotten thing that's teaching nothing but a work salvation. Hey, don't be shocked. It said Baptist on the sign when you walk by, not Catholic, amen. We're Bible believers, amen. We don't believe in this work salvation junk. And those who espouse that and produce that within their hearers that come to hear them, shame on them. Shame on them. It's not good people that go to heaven. It's only bad people that go to heaven. Bless God. Unless you realize that you're bad, amen, come to Christ. You cannot go to heaven. Only bad people go to heaven, not good ones. Look at the Bible. Sinners go to heaven. Two young men who went to the temple to pray. The Gospel of Luke says that one man walked in and said, Lord, here am I again. I'm a Pharisee. I'm not guilty of extortion or adultery. I fast and I tithe. We talked about this a little bit earlier, remember? I'm thankful that I'm not as this other fellow over here. Who was the other fellow? A publican. He's a dirty crook. He's done everything I haven't done, Lord. He hasn't done any of the good things that I've done. But wait a minute. The Bible says that the poor publican would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven even. I'll be. God be merciful to me, a sinner. That's what he said. The publican anyway. The Bible says that he went down to his house justified, while the good man did not. The other one did not. The one who prayed with pride, the one who was such a good person, surely he's so good, he'll go to heaven. Wait a minute. The one that went down to his house justified had been an adulterer, but he was going to heaven. The Pharisee went to hell. The man who had been an extortioner went to heaven. But wait a minute, the man who had not been went to hell. The man who tithed went to hell, but the man who didn't tithe went to heaven. What was the difference? One was a sinner, and the other one didn't think he was. That was the difference. One thought he was good. The other one knew he was bad. Folks, that's true for you and me this morning. Unless we realize that we're bad and come to Christ at one moment in time and accept Him as our Savior, we cannot go to heaven. Because if we think we're good and we think we've done good and we're going, I don't care if it's this church or any other church in town, if you think you're coming to this church and this is getting you to heaven, you're sadly mistaken. Our church can't get you to heaven. I can't get you to heaven. I can tell you about the one who can, that's Jesus Christ, but I can't do it. Our church can't do it. Attending our church isn't going to do it for you. You're going to have to come to Christ as a bad sinner in need of a Savior. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying we have a license to sin this morning because of this. I don't think that you ought to get saved and then go live like the devil. I don't believe that. I think if you get saved, you shouldn't want to go out and live like the devil. You should be a new creature. Amen. But what I am saying this morning, as long as you say I'm a good man and I have a good chance of getting to heaven because of that, you won't get there that way. Not at all. Look at the Apostle Paul. He was once Saul of Tarsus. When he got saved, he had never been to church. In fact, he would go to town, grab a Christian by the hair, and drag him down the street. He gave his approval when they were killing him. He didn't care. He hated Christians. He hated Christians. He thought he loved the Lord, but he hated Christians. All of a sudden, what happened? He fell on his face and he said, Who art thou, Lord? In Acts chapter 9. What wilt thou have me to do? In verse 6, he said, As a needy sinner, he came to God, and God took him, and God saved his soul and changed him. He went to heaven. Why? Because he was good? No. Because he was bad. God saves only bad people. By the way, do you know that God's instincts tell him that he is a sinner? You can go visit the most savage tribes. Man's instincts tell him that he's a sinner. I think I said God's. You can go visit the most savage of tribes in the world, and if they've never even seen a Bible or opened a Bible or seen a Christian come or a missionary or whatever, they'll still be offering a blood sacrifice of some kind to try to what? Atone for their sin. I've heard the testimonies over time and read books and so forth of testimonies of missionaries. They've seen heathen people taking a dog and sacrificing it to atone for sins, or taking a pig or some hog or something and sacrificing it. Why? Because something inside of them instinctively tells them that they are a sinner. God has given that to every man. They realize there's something that has to be atoned for. Bless God that somebody did atone for it. And that was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ. If you'll come today, He'll save you. He'll save you. Number two this morning, to have salvation, you must be able to admit that you're bad. We're almost done. To have salvation, you must be able to admit that you're bad. There's four things that you must realize in order to go to heaven. Number one, you must realize that you're a sinner. You've got to realize that. Number two, you must realize that you deserve hell to pay for your sins. You have to realize, number one, you're a sinner. You cannot save yourself. There's hell to pay for your sins. That's the price or the penalty that's on you. You got to realize that. Thirdly, you got to realize that somebody's already paid that price for you, and that's Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to pay for our sins as our sacrifice, as our sacrificial lamb. And then fourthly, you have to have a moment in time, believing the first three, that you come and ask Christ to be your personal Savior, putting your complete faith and trust in Him. Not 50% yourself and 50% Jesus, but 100% Jesus Christ. If it's 50% Him and 50% you, you'll go straight to hell. I don't care if it's 95% Him and 5% you, you'll go straight to hell. You and I do not have any good works that play any part whatsoever in our salvation to heaven. If it does, it's tainted, and you don't have complete trust in Christ. Therefore, you haven't truly trusted Him. Therefore, the blood is not put on your account because you haven't truly accepted Him as your Savior. You better make sure today that it's 100% Jesus Christ. And only those who can admit that they're bad are the ones that can be saved. Those who cannot, cannot go to heaven. God's not going to take a good man this morning. God's going to take a bad man this morning. Those that trust Christ, let's stand to our feet.